There's a million reasons why one might want to visit Lake Como. For starters, this is one of the most beautiful places on the planet. Which is why the likes of Madonna, Donatella Versace, and our buddy in the thumbnail, George Clooney, have made the shores of Lake Como their home. As for the lake, it's of glacial origins and formed over 10,000 years ago. This beauty is geographically located in the Lombardy region of Italy. That's northern Italy, and for reference, about 32 miles or 51 kilometers from Milan. Now, situated on the southwest end of Lake Como is the, you guessed it, the city of Como. Founded by the Romans in 196 BC, the city is not only historic, but beautiful. Like, really gorgeous, as it's not only situated on Lake Como, but in close proximity to the Alps. Take my word for it, because earlier this year, I got to visit the city of Como, and even paid a special visit to Como 1907. Yeah, their football club. I'm sure with my little history and geography lesson, you might have forgotten why you clicked on this video in the first place, so let me remind you. Como 1907, as of today, the day this video will be released, has gained promotion to Serie A for the first time since the 2002-2003 season. In other words, it's been over 20 years since Como has sniffed Serie A. So you might be thinking, why does this matter? It matters because this club is fascinating. From their location, ownership, and history, we have so much to unpack here. So buckle up. Buckle up as if you're about to take off in one of those really cool seaplanes that constantly circled Como's ground. This is a real story. I saw it with my own eyes. And yeah, let's get started. Como 1907 was founded, no surprise here, in 1907. However, the first official football of note was played a year earlier in 1906 on the shores of the lake by a team from the nearby rowing club called Canottieri Lario for some local caretakers. And this is extremely random, but members of the famous Buffalo Bill Circus Group, which was essentially at the time a traveling group of Americans from the Wild West. In fact, I mean, you really can't make this up. Legend has it that Buffalo Bill himself was supposedly the referee of this match. It's said that a small group of local football enthusiasts were inspired by this match, and thus came the creation of Como Football Club in May of 1907. So in other words, a group of cowboys and Native Americans, including the likes of Buffalo Bill himself, contributed to the finding of Como 1907. I mean, stay tuned, because who knows? If this is how we're getting started, who knows what we'll uncover next? It was in 1911 that Como Football Club would build its first pitch, complete with a grandstand. I mean, this was 1911, so Como was kind of balling out at this point. And in the 1913-1914 season, the club would recruit the likes of Italian international Gustavo Carrera from Milan. This was significant as it meant Como would soon be promoted to the Category League, which at the time was the Serie A equivalent. In 1922, after surviving the perils of World War I, Como 1907, and this is to be completely understood and expected, would struggle financially. Despite a strong finish that season in the first division, the club would subsequently be relegated. The ground, the Sinigaglia Stadium, where Como still plays today, was opened in 1927. The coach at the time, the gaffer, the manager, it was our man Gustavo Carrera, club legend. So let's fast forward through the 30s and yet another world war. Como would go on to basically be a mainstay in Serie A until the year 1953 when they were relegated. It was then at that time that turmoil struck Como. Como would have some very solid seasons in Serie B, but it just couldn't seem to get over the hump back into Serie A. In fact, it wasn't until the 1975 season that Como was promoted in epic fashion on the very last day against Verona. But Como would only be up in Serie A for one season, then relegated to Serie B in 1976, and relegated once more, this time to Serie C in 1978. So I think you're getting the picture here. Como bounced around for multiple years, but finally found its footing in Serie A between 1984 to 1989. Five consecutive seasons in Italy's top division would be then met by 10 seasons in Serie C between 1990 and 2001. So if you thought this story so far has been wild and slightly random, the early 2000s for Como were just insane. The club's last season in Serie A was the 2002-2003 campaign. Following financial problems and a bankruptcy, the club then fell to Serie A D in the 2005-2006 season.
Wow, so at this point, I mean, I can't imagine the exhaustion of the Como fans at this point, because it's been a lot of promotions, a lot of relegations, more relegations than promotions, a lot of years, a lot of confusion, a lot of challenges. So yeah, hats off to you, Como.
At least between 2009 to 2015, Como had some stability in Serie A, the third division.
But this was met once again with bankruptcy. And then if things could get worse, they absolutely did, because Como would hit rock bottom.
Como didn't even compete in the 2016-2017 season. The club was actually declared out of business and put on auction. The very next season, the club finally found an owner in the fourth rounds of auction. It was Ghanaian football legend Michael Essien's wife, under the new name FC Como. But then, in another turn of events, as expected, the Italian Football Federation would reject FC Como's attempt to play in Serie A due to a breach in an IFF clause.
Side note here, if you think Major League Soccer is confusing, then you probably don't know Italian football.
Como would then be allowed to compete in Serie A during the 2017-2018 season under the name and current name, what we know them now as, Como 1907. So if you're not confused now, then I don't actually think you've been following along, because at this point, I'm super confused. However, one thing I do know, and I should have mentioned this earlier, Serie A in Italy is actually non-professional, the fourth tier, the highest level of semi-professional football in the Italian system. So yes, at that point in time, they did officially hit rock bottom.
Okay, so now finally, we are at present day.
On April 4th, 2019, Como 1907's now current day owners, Sent Entertainment Ltd, would send it.
Yes, pun intended, because since 2019, it's been absolute madness at Como 1907. And no, I'm not talking about the same level of madness that they've experienced throughout, let's say, their entire history, but actually, this time, a good type of madness.
It kicked off with the 2018-2019 season being a breeze for Como. They set a record most points in a single Serie A season.
All right, so a club that survived World War I, World War II, and a global pandemic in COVID-19. Make that another global pandemic, because there was a Spanish flu. You get the point. Would finally be promoted in the 2020-2021 season to Serie A.
So here we are. It's 2024. The team, which was founded in 1907, has spent only 13 total seasons in Serie A. If my math is correct, that's like 11% of their time in the top division. But since the 02-03 campaign, it's been 100% of their time not in the top division.
This is huge for Como 1907.
Not just because they're back in Serie A, but because of what this club represents. Their owners, Sent Entertainment, seem to get it.
Como 1907 is, let's face it, sort of, kind of, in fact, they are the absolute anomaly. I mean, if it isn't the idea of Buffalo Bill himself refereeing a match in 1906 that doesn't get you excited, then I hope maybe it's the scenery, the location, the history, and if anything else, maybe it's the fact that Cesc Fabregas is their current assistant coach. I'd imagine at least that gets you excited about Como 1907. Either way, I'm at least inclined to believe that the future is very bright for Como 1907.
Everyone loves an underdog, and although Como might trigger thoughts of Madonna, Versace, or George Clooney, now you know it's much more than that. Because on Lake Como lies a historic football club, a club that I'd consider to be Europe's most beautiful club.
With that, I'm Brian McDonough, and this has been another episode of State of Soccer. I hope you enjoyed. If you haven't already, hit like, subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one. We'll look for some other outrageous story happening, global event, and I look forward to talking to you soon. Take care.